Hello, everyone, and welcome into the inaugural Trek Talk podcast for the 2020 NASCAR season. I'm Andrew Gallinger. Thank you for listening. On this episode, we are going to recap the 2020 Daytona 500. A very unique race from start to finish. The race began on Sunday with the President of the United States at the race as the Grand Marshal. President Trump took a lap in front of the field as they began their pace laps in his armored limousine, the Beast, to start the field, and just before gave the command for drivers to start their engine for the 2020 running of the Great American Race. The race got started a little late from a rain shower that came on just before the field was to go green. After a delay of a little while, they were able to get going, but only got 20 laps in during the scheduled Sunday portion before the rain postponed the remainder of the finish to Monday. When Monday came around and it was time to resume following lap 20, the race was pretty calm throughout the first two stages, but then when the final stage came around, that's when business really picked up with a handful of multi-car wrecks known in NASCAR and racing circles as the big one. Those crashes took out a lot of strong cars and led to multiple overtime attempts. It ended up being the longest Daytona 500 in terms of laps run in the history of the event due to the overtime, but perhaps the biggest and obviously most important piece of news was what happened coming to the finish line. Ryan Newman, driver of the number 6 Roush Fenway Racing Ford, was blocking the Ford Penske race car of Ryan Blaney coming out of turn 4 to the tri-oval. That block led to those two getting together, spun Ryan Newman to the right in a heavy crash that ended up with Newman being contacted by Corey LaJoie, who had nowhere to go, flipping his car up in the air and coming to rest on its roof all that way from the tri-oval to beyond the pit road entry. Obviously, that was the main concern of fans, other drivers alike, not necessarily who won the race, but it ultimately was in victory lane, Denny Hamlin winning the Daytona 500 for the second straight year and the third time in the last 5 years. Hamlin was victorious by a close finish against Martin Truex Jr., who is now his teammate. At the time, Truex was running for Furniture Row Racing. He is now a teammate of Denny Hamlin at Joe Gibbs Racing. Truex's second year with the organization is this year in 2020. And then there was last year, the very emotional win for Denny Hamlin, winning for Joe Gibbs Racing, just a little over a month removed from the unfortunate passing of Joe Gibbs Racing president J.D. Gibbs, the man who discovered Denny Hamlin, by all accounts, and was really the catalyst to helping Denny become the outstanding driver in the NASCAR Cup Series that he is. There was a lot of talk leading up to the 2020 Daytona 500 although Hamlin had won the Great American Race two times prior to this past Sunday, he hasn't won a championship. Well, we know for a fact he is guaranteed a spot in this year's playoffs and another opportunity to go for the championship that thus far in his career has eluded him. However, the big news was Ryan Newman. Ryan Newman had to be helped from his car by medical personnel at the racetrack, and he was immediately taken to Halifax Hospital in Daytona Beach, Florida. He spent time there overnight with what doctors called serious but non-life-threatening injuries. And then on Tuesday, following Monday night's completion of the race, Newman was able to be up and walking and then ultimately discharged from the hospital. And in an emotional photo that circulated throughout social media, was able to walk out of the hospital holding hands with his two daughters after a crash that a little while before at the end of the Daytona 500 went from him nearly winning the Great American Race for the second time. Newman won racing in that 12 car for Roger Penske that Ryan Blaney was in last Sunday. Newman won for Penske in 2008, the 50th running of the Daytona 500. But obviously everybody's thoughts and well wishes were sent off to Ryan Newman, and especially now that we have seen him able to walk out of the hospital with his daughters, everybody was able to breathe a sigh of relief knowing that Ryan Newman is on the road to recovery. Looking ahead to this weekend at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, Ross Chastain will be the fill-in driver for Ryan Newman in that number 6 Roush Fenway Racing Ford. It'll be interesting to see as we now begin the West Coast swing for 2020, which drivers are able to put Daytona behind them and really show what kind of speed they have in 2020. Daytona and being a super speedway like Talladega, it's regular that you end up seeing a lot of drivers up near the front that normally aren't. It's these regular mile and a half speedways that you usually see the speed of the majority of the teams that they have throughout the entirety of the season, and we're gonna get to see that for the first time this weekend at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. This is part of a schedule change for NASCAR in 2020. They've had the West Coast swing in place for a number of years that have included consecutive stops at Las Vegas, ISM Raceway out in Phoenix, and an Auto Club Speedway in California on consecutive weekends early in the year. But in previous years, it has been Atlanta Motor Speedway as race number 2 following the Daytona 500 and prior to the West Coast swing. This year, the West Coast swing is races 2 through 4. The West Coast swing begins this weekend in Las Vegas. Then next weekend, the teams will head off to Auto Club Speedway in California before closing out the West Coast swing at ISM Raceway in Phoenix, Arizona. Once the West Coast swing is over, the teams will return back to the Southeast and take on the always entertaining Atlanta Motor Speedway in race number 5 of the season. A lot of things to look out for with the first mile and a half of the year coming up this weekend in Vegas on Sunday, February 23rd. I'll be back with you later this coming week as we go over what we saw this weekend in Vegas and prepare for the 2 mile speedway of Auto Club Speedway out in Southern California. Once again, congratulations to Denny Hamlin on his second consecutive Daytona 500 win in the season opening Daytona 500 and his third in the last 5 years. And we continue to pray and send our well wishes to Ryan Newman on a speedy recovery and hope that he is able to get back behind the wheel of his Roush Fenway Racing Ford very soon. Thank you for joining me, everybody, on this opening episode of the Track Talk podcast for 2020. It was a wild Daytona 500 that truly was a spectacle to see. Let's see what comes up seeing the drivers go for broke in Sin City this weekend for the first mile and a half race of the 2020 NASCAR Cup Series season. I'll be back with you later this week with a full recap of NASCAR at Las Vegas. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, and enjoy the Pennzoil 400 this weekend from Las Vegas Motor Speedway.